and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Prisoner swap with Venezuela underway. Six Americans landed at a military base in San Antonio to reunite with their families just in time for the holidays. Among them, Evan Hernandez.
I'm incredibly grateful to be home.
The L.A. public defender spent 20 months in a makeshift detention cell after he was wrongfully arrested on terrorism charges.
Honestly, all you think about when you're in prison is how you didn't appreciate being free.
Four other Americans landed in Miami. The U.S. has released Maduro ally Colombian businessman Alex Saab, who'd been arrested on money laundering charges. Officials in Gaza say the death toll there has now topped 20,000. This morning, the U.N. Security Council is scheduled to vote on a resolution to boost aid to the territory and release hostages. The BBC's Yolanda Nell reports from Jerusalem.
This is really just a measure of how deadly this war is and will perhaps add to the diplomatic impetus to try to bring an end to the war, to try to bring at least a new truce.
A federal judge has ordered Rudy Giuliani to pay the $148 million he owes two Georgia election workers immediately. A jury imposed the damages after he was convicted of falsely accusing them of manipulating 2020 election ballots. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
We have a judicial decision here saying very clearly to the plaintiffs, go ahead and try and get your money now.
There's no indication Giuliani has that much. The travel rush is on. Here's CBS's Wendy Gillette.
The travel platform Hopper projects today and tomorrow will be the busiest travel days of the holiday week, when over 3.7 million passengers depart U.S. airports both days. Lead economist Haley Berg.
If you are planning to travel ahead of the holiday weekend, expect longer lines and get to the airport early.
Hopper expects Atlanta will be the busiest airport, with almost 1.5 million passengers departing this holiday week.
Weather could get in the way in California. CBS Sacramento's Brady Halbleib.
Northern California battered with rain over the past several days. Sacramento County says they received more than 100 reports of localized flooding.
Where we have clogged drains due to leaves, debris.
For many residents, all this rain and flooding has taken them by surprise.
And sure enough, all the leaves start to move down the drain, so then all the streets are starting to flood.
A first at a major U.S. bank. Wells Fargo employees in Albuquerque have voted to unionize. Workers at three other branches say they'll be next. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
You've all heard it in the news, folks. Heating costs are surging through the roof. But right now, Eden Pure is offering an amazing discount on their Gen 40 heater. This 5-pound Gen 40 produces 50% more heat than the big box heaters that are 7 times its size. The Gen 40 superheater is efficient. It produces infrared heat using advanced micro solid-state technology with built-in safety shutoffs, and it comes with a remote control for you. So for a limited time, the Eden Pure Gen 40 is $200 off the regular price. People all over the country are reporting massive savings on their heating bills. So keep warm and save money, because right now it's the perfect time to buy more than one. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use discount code RADIO20. That's RADIO20. And you'll get an additional $20 off. That's $220 total savings by going to EdenPureDeals.com right now. Use discount code RADIO20. That's RADIO20. And shipping is free.
Mansky also questions whether Attorney General Josh Call had standing to bring the lawsuit that led to the Dane County ruling. Ermansky says he wants the case to be brought directly to the state Supreme Court. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers get ready for the Panthers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers travel to Carolina this weekend to face the struggling 2-12 Panthers. Despite losing to the Giants and the Buccaneers, is there any chance the Packers could overlook Carolina? Jordan Love.
I mean, I don't think, you know, bouncing back after two losses, I definitely don't think we're going to be underestimating anybody. So, you know, I think we're going to come out Sunday with our best foot forward. You know, I think just the stretch of games we've had, losing two tough ones, we're ready to bounce back, and we're definitely not about to take this game for granted.
NBA, the Bucks play the Orlando Magic tonight at Fiserv Forum, then leave on a road trip. We'll have them playing the Knicks in New York on Christmas Day. Bobby Portis asks if he's finished his holiday shopping.
I ain't even put a tree up this year. like at the crib, like I don't even have a tree up because on the 22nd, which is Friday, we leave and, you know, obviously, you know, I ain't going to be able to open no presents under my tree. I ain't going to have my presents just sitting at the crib under the tree.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 42 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with scattered light rain showers. Our low down to around 35. Tomorrow, a few sprinkles in the morning. Then mostly cloudy with a high of 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I don't know if Joe Biden would be here right now and have been here a couple times in the last few weeks.
Some of the highlights that the president mentioned in his speech during his administration, $80 million for small businesses under the American Rescue Plan, child poverty cut in half, 15 million new small business applications recently, the fastest black business growth in the United States in 30 years. And he announced today that Milwaukee is one of 22 communities around the country that will compete for new small business grants. And we were talking about how Milwaukee was once a shining example of the industrial Midwest. What's going to happen? It's a new economy now. And, you know, those big, large employers pay.
Never coming back.
So what happens now? It's on small business now.
It's absolutely a small business. Small business, as we've seen, unfortunately, has only been large enough to employ a family member. And so that's not going to be enough to cushion what is actually needed. It needs to be a business that is capable of employing 10 to 15 to 20 different people in order to dig our community out of the condition that they are in. And so it is critically important that this kind of investment that only a president of the United States can make happen. Joe Biden has clearly done more than talk it. He's actually already proven that.
Speaking of talking, the president had plenty to say about the situation with former President Trump's ballot status in Colorado, with the situation in Gaza. We'll have more on that on our Civic Media talk shows and newscasts throughout the afternoon and evening. But the focus here in Milwaukee on this day, what President Biden is reminding Americans, what he's doing to help small businesses and black small business in particular prosper and thrive.
Well, just so people are aware that Joe Biden and what he's done is not solely been directed at black business. When he talked about bringing down the poverty rate in communities, there are rural areas that have that exact same poverty rate and the same issue.
Yes, they do.
And so what he's done is he was able to offer an opportunity for poor people to get resources to their children and their families that was able to lift many of them out of poverty, including in rural areas that the Republicans came in and really uprooted. And so when we're talking about all these things, I'm a guy who votes Democrat. And I vote Democrat because these kinds of things that Joe Biden is talking about happen. And they happen for the average person. And so I can't say that about his counterpart or others like them who have kind of been in the way of offering support to people who need it the most.
Very good. Terry Bell and Earl Ingram of the Civic Media Radio Network at the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce in Milwaukee. Todd Albaugh, again, like I say, plenty to say here about small business growth, minority small business growth, and the situations happening with Trump's ballot status in Colorado and the situation in Gaza.
Terry and Earl, before we wrap up our special coverage, again, this is a special coverage of President Joe Biden's visit to Milwaukee on the Civic Media Ready Network. You guys have done an amazing job. Pick up, Earl, what you spoke on earlier. You know, President Biden said this is about, quote, holding communities together. And then he said, quote, we all do well when working people do well, and talked about these 14 million jobs so far that the Biden administration has created. To your point, it's great that he was there talking to the Black Chamber of Commerce today in Milwaukee, but this just isn't about one segment of folks in Wisconsin, because when working folks do well across Wisconsin, we all do well, whether that's minority or not. Right, Earl?
Absolutely, and I think that's the message that I want to make sure gets out, that's the reason why, you know, people who struggle and for decades have voted for the Democratic Party because they've seen that as somebody who understands their pain.
That's
where we are.
I also want to give a second to plug your show. I know that you have a great get, as we say in the business. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is going to be on your show soon. The president called Senator Johnson out today. He said, quote, your own senator, Ron Johnson, calls Social Security a Ponzi scheme. You think you'll get a question on Senator Johnson, see what his response will be to the president's remarks today?
Well, as a person who's on Social Security and Medicare, that's who I am. I'm a guy who cannot fathom that anyone in political office can say to people, I don't care if they're in Rhinelander or Fitchburg or whether they're in Baraboo, there are people who are on Medicare and people who receive Social Security who know it's not a handout. Mm-hmm. And the fact that somebody is willing to refer to earn benefits as that, absolutely he'll get a question about that from me.
And finally,
in addition to some others.
Absolutely. I can't wait to hear that on the Earl Ingram Show every morning from 8 until 10. I saw President Biden speak once a few years back when he was in the state before he became president, after he was vice president. He was here for Tammy Baldwin. And he just, when you see him in a room, he just draws you in. And one of the great things is he's not afraid to poke fun at himself, that self-deprecating humor. He did it again today when he joked tongue-in-cheek. He said, you know, I've only been around for a few years. And then he kind of did the old, he crossed himself in his Catholic way. And it got a big laugh. And I love the fact that he isn't afraid to poke fun at his age. He acknowledges it. But here's the real thing, Earl, that, you know, he said, quote, this is investing in America and American workers, unquote. And then he went on to say, quote, the real heroes are you, the American people, unquote. I just think it's so refreshing to have a president who makes this about the American people and not about himself.
Absolutely, absolutely, no question. I think anybody who had a question about whether or not Joe Biden is vibrant enough and up to the task, certainly if they saw what took place here in Milwaukee, they would. Those who are opposed to him are going to have their hands full.
All right. Gentlemen, any final thoughts before we leave you? Milwaukee did a great job for us down there. Any final thoughts, Terry Bell and Earl Ingram?
Critically important that the president be in Wisconsin. That's why you've seen him here so much. He has a small lead in the latest Marquette University Law School poll, I think still within the margin of error. But I think this just goes to show that the margins are very narrow in this race for both parties, and how seriously and how important Wisconsin is. I've heard as few as three states are in play now, and Wisconsin is one of them.
You know, as I look at Congresswoman Gwen Moore right now being interviewed by television, it makes me understand that I have a role to play in this as well, and I've got to make sure I get Congresswoman Moore on as many times as I can so she can explain to the state about the importance of making sure that Joe Biden remains president of the United States.
Terry Bell, News Director of Civic Media, and Earl Ingram, host of the Earl Ingram Show every morning from 8 until 10 across Civic Media. yeoman's work down there, gentlemen. Great job. Thank you for being there. Thanks for getting up early. And thanks to our entire team, our program director, Catherine Lake, our associate program director, Brian Kelly, Brady Kohlhart, our CEO and owner, Sage Weil, and also Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. Thank you all. This concludes our special coverage of President Bush, or President Biden in Milwaukee.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our fantastic producer engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Wednesday, December 20th, 2023, now 15 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome back to hour number two of the big show. Mr. Zommers, thank you for all your great work there. I almost made it through error-free on the special broadcast, so that I just happened to get the name of the president wrong.
So close. And yeah, I would say that President Bush, President Biden, well, not exactly the same.
No, not the same at all. But here's, I guess whenever I see these presidential visits, it takes me back to when I was still Republican back in 2004. I had the opportunity to be in charge of a presidential visit when W was coming back for reelection, and I was the key person putting the presidential visit together in Richland Center when he came to Richland Center High School, and slept maybe 5 hours in 2 days. And
sounds about right.
They're a huge undertaking, and there's a lot of behind the scenes work that goes on when you have these presidential visits. And it's just, again, it takes me back to at that time when Bush was president. You had a lot of Democrats that came out and were very supportive, and because it was a presidential visit. And I think the same holds true today now with President Biden's visit that, you know, certainly probably if you're a MAGA Republican, you're not going to go or want anything to do with it. But I still think that there are a lot of, you know, Republicans who are going to respect the fact that the president of the United States, regardless of who it was, visited Wisconsin today. And I think that Earl and Terry did a great job of summing that up. And it was a great job by Biden.
Yeah, like you and Trigby said, it turns out people like it when you pay attention to them. And right, yeah. Biden is showing that he is paying attention to working class people in America.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Relating, and as I said at the end there, relating to those working class folks. You know, when you have someone like Biden's predecessor making it all about him and completely being narcissistic, when you have a guy like Trump who says only I alone can fix this or solve this, I don't think that connects well with folks. And I think
it connects with some folks,
well,
it seems.
Some. But I think the majority of working people, they want to hear someone who sounds and has had the similar experiences as they have. And Joe Biden, he didn't do it a lot today, but he's talked about growing up in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and his dad losing the job and his dad being a working class guy. Joe Biden has that experience. I mean, when he was U.S. Senator, he took a train to work all the time from Delaware to D.C., rides the train, doesn't fly a lot, doesn't, you know, have a fancy car. Well, I guess he does have a little bit of a sports car there. He likes his sports car. But he's somebody, and again, he's not afraid to poke fun at himself. You know, make a little fun of his age, a little self-deprecating humor. I also think that's a great way to relate to people as well. But congratulations again to our entire team, Terry Bell, Earl Ingram, Catherine Lake, Brian Kelly, Brady Kohlhart, Sage Weil, and the entire team. Mr. Zommers, great job on the board as always. It was just a team effort to get this on the air today. I thought it was spectacular and really appreciate everyone who is a part of our special coverage today. We'll come back, pick up some regular business, including Trump Cop.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Wednesday, December 20th. Did you listen to the comments of President Joe Biden? And what did you think? What are your reflections? What are your opinions? What are your thoughts on what the president said? What do you think of what the president's done in terms of job creation? Give us a ring, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts on President Joe Biden's speech, the president being in Milwaukee, talking about this job creation, 14 million new jobs so far, more jobs than most presidents have in a full term. Biden, not even all the way through his first term, 14 million new jobs. Also talking about leaving no one behind, right? Familiar phrase, but a good one. President Biden said $70 billion, with a B, $70 billion in investing in jobs for federal contracts. And again, he made the point that the president and that administration a lot of times gets to decide where these federal contracts go. Who is getting those jobs? Under the Biden administration, $70 billion with a B, folks, $70 billion have gone to Americans and American jobs. Also, doubling the number of Black-owned businesses since 2020. Doubling that. Black-owned businesses since 2020. Another great stat. What do you think of President Biden's speech? What do you think of him being in Wisconsin? Would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go up to Gene in Eau Claire. Gene, great to hear from you, my friend. What say you?
Oh, you guys are a blessing. You did a wonderful job, Civic Media. All you guys, we're blessed to have you in the state of Wisconsin. I never would have been able to listen to anything like that without you guys right now. So, thank you. I thought Joe Biden did an outstanding job. He's a human being. He's outstanding, and we're blessed to have him as president. I was glad to hear him come out and tell people about how Ron Johnson voted against things for our state, because a lot of people aren't getting that information. That every night I watch both news stations to see what the coverage is on your side of the state, and there's nothing, nothing. And they wonder why we're so idiotic in the state of Wisconsin, in my area, for voting for Van Orden, which I didn't do. But they wonder that, but it's because of lack of information. And because of you guys, we're going to be a lot more intelligent when we go to vote, and more intelligent on issues because you guys have given us the means to learn. Thank you so much, and keep up the great work. We're really blessed. Thank you.
Hey, Gene. Bye. Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate the call, Gene and Eau Claire. Always great to hear from her. And, you know, thank you for listening. We have a great team here. It takes a lot of people to put this together and present it to you. But none of it does any good if we don't have the listeners out there. And if we don't have the listeners who take that truthful, factual information and then translate that into actual voting at the ballot booth. So it all works together. And we are here for all of you. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go up to Nina and Cam in Nina. Thanks for calling in, Cam. What say you?
I'm on now.
Yep. Go ahead, Cam. You are live. What say you?
Okay. Just making sure I didn't hear the beep. Well, I, being in the younger generation, I started off with
listening to Trump stuff because it was more like, if I am unhappy with things, I should listen to both sides, figure out what my actual opinion is rather than just spouting off stuff that I saw online. Mm-hmm. So I listened to everything during the Trump presidency. I listened to every hour of the impeachment hearings. That was painful.
Right.
I have severe ADHD, so that was probably one of the hardest things I've listened to consecutively. And then this is the first, like, being local to Wisconsin, first time that I've listened to a president in the state. And Biden didn't really talk about himself, like, in a narcissist way, which is refreshing. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with that. But being in the younger generation, what I don't see from either party, I think a lot of us agree, we hear the jobs numbers. That's cool. Mm-hmm. I do think that that's a net gain. But what about stuff like grocery prices? I know that he doesn't have a switch that he can just flip to change that. I understand that it's much more complicated. Mm. Same for rent and homes, seeing more opportunities for homes to get built. It's like these everyday things that I think the left side is losing out on defining for why you should vote for them, where the right is able to pick quote unquote everyday things being the things that piss people off, to get them to go vote for them. And that's why they can become a thorn and why they're able to get people to go out and to vote. Mm. It's not like you have a job already and you're there. Okay, I have a job. Cool. That doesn't directly impact you. You can't imagine how that impacts you in that moment.
I think it's a great call, Cam. I really appreciate it. Could you mind sharing your age proper on the air? And if you don't want to, you don't have to, but I was just curious.
27.
Oh, that's a perfect age. If only I were 27, Cam. My gosh. You know, you're young. That's fantastic. But I think this is a great, I really appreciate you listening. And this is a really important perspective to have from a younger voter like you, someone who is mature enough to get, you know, lots of information and come to these decisions. I think you make a great point. You know, I'm no economist, but I guess what I would say is some of these things like job creation are from a federal level, a lighter lift or easier to do than having it trickle down into every people's everyday lives. That can take longer and becomes frustrating for folks like yourself, but also I think for people who are trying to get it done. So I hear you. I don't know what the direct answer is other than to look at the economy as a whole and be realized that over time that is going to translate, hopefully, into, you know, lower food prices, more affordable rent. I also think that it's not just the number of jobs, but the type of jobs that pay living wages and good benefits is important to look at as well.
Right. Yeah, for sure. But it's really like, I agree with all that. I think that it's really just that the right has that thorn, that anger thing that they can, because people have short-term memories,
sure,
right? You have to, like, Biden's doing an excellent job constantly reminding people, here are my accomplishments. That's great. That's perfect. I don't feel like I saw that with Trump, like, at all. He would constantly say he had a plan for something and didn't do it. Yeah. But Biden saying, this is what I did. Here are the communities impacted. You guys should be doing a little bit better now. Hopefully I can continue doing that. That's great.
No, I really appreciate the call. It's a great perspective, Cam. Thank you for listening to Civic Media. You're welcome anytime. Would love to have you a call back. And these are things that we have to think about, you know, how the messaging and, you know, one speech you can't do it all in one speech. Biden did a great job, I think, today as a first step. But I think Cam's point is an important one. And you have to translate that into everyday real people stuff.
Yeah. As a 25-year-old, so a little bit younger than Cam, I definitely see that the left's, the Democratic Party's messaging has been pretty bad for a long time, just not addressing things that people want to hear, but they are getting better. They're starting to come around. And
yeah, little by little, right? Poco a poco, as we say in Espanol, in Spanish. We're going to come back. We see you on the lines, as our friend Matt Flynn says. Do not go anywhere. We'll take your calls after this. Jay in London, CJ in Stoughton, and your calls as well. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. More after this. You're listening to the Todd Allbowles Show, and you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. 10 Americans are back home as part of a prisoner swap with Venezuela. Among them, Savoy Wright, a Californian who was arrested in October.
It's really scary to be in a place where you're used to having freedoms and you're locked into a cell. And to realize, am I ever going to get out of this? Am I ever going to make it home?
4 returned to Miami. 6 landed in San Antonio. A federal judge is ordering Rudy Giuliani to pay the $148 million in damages he owes to Georgia elections workers immediately. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
What the judge is saying in no uncertain terms is that Rudy Giuliani has not shown that he can't pay.
The FAA expects this will be the year's busiest day for takeoffs. This man in Oakland, California, says the trek home for the holidays is worth it.
Tedious, nothing out of the ordinary, but, you know, it's worth the hassle to come see family, which I very rarely get to do other than holidays.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Influenza levels have been picking up significantly across Wisconsin. The state health department says that about 1 in 10 people who test for either influenza, RSV, or COVID are testing positive. Nearly 300 people have been hospitalized from influenza this month. Still, those numbers are significantly down compared to last year. President Biden was in Wisconsin Wednesday touting the benefits of his plan to strengthen the economy. He was at the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce.
When you increase the middle class, the poor have a shot and the wealthy still do very well. The middle class does well and we all do well. That's what we call Bidenomics.
The president also says he wants to bring back the child tax credit, which he says lifted half of all black children in the U.S. out of poverty. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 42 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with scattered light rain showers. Our low down to around 35. Tomorrow, a few sprinkles in the morning. Then mostly cloudy with a high of 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Oswald Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome back in, everybody, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. Glad to have you along with us on this hump day, Wednesday, December 20th. Less than a week to go, Mr. Zommers, before Christmas.
Do you have... Hump day!
Yes, the camel is here in the house. Are you ready for the holidays?
More or less. Let's see. Did I get gifts for everybody? I probably should have thought about this before now.
Probably.
I have stuff for my roommates.
All right.
I have stuff for my siblings and I do a secret Santa, which right. I talked with you about off air. Yeah. Apparently we do it wrong. But anyway.
All right.
I have gift for that. We pooled some money with my siblings to get some stuff for my parents. So yeah, I mean, I think I'm ready to go.
All right. Very good. Very good. Well, the holidays are on Friday. We're going to do a special holiday show or Christmas. We're going to call it a Christmas show, a special Christmas show. So Brady Ewing will be back, one of our guests, previewing the Wisconsin bowl game down in Tampa, Florida against LSU. So he'll be part of that. We're going to do some Christmas music and maybe a special Christmas board game of the week on Friday. So Friday is our special Christmas show. Tomorrow, Our friend and colleague Matt Flynn is going to join us at the 1:30 hour. Not only is he a radio host, an attorney, a Democratic Party activist, he's an author. And he wrote a brand new book, and Matt Flynn will be here tomorrow afternoon at this time, tomorrow at 1:30.
Is this book yet to come, or
yes,
is it already published?
It's a brand new book. I think it was just released, and if you're looking for a stocking stuffer, it's a great one. So Matt
didn't know he had a new book.
Yes,
so Matt will be forward along to hearing from him.
Yes, Matt will be along tomorrow at 1:30 live here on the show. Right now, we're talking about President Trump, and also President Biden. President Trump's comments, but also President Biden being in Milwaukee, and all the great special coverage by Terry Bell, Earl Ingram, and our great team down there in Milwaukee today. What are your thoughts on President Biden's speech, what he had to say about job creation, particularly in the black community, and these new job numbers are fantastic. What are your thoughts on this speech? Going to go to the phone lines, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Jay in London from across the pond. Jay, thanks for calling. What say you?
Hi, brother. How are you?
We're doing great. How about yourself?
I miss you guys a little bit.
Well, we miss you too. We had to take a break from Tringvi to bring the special coverage of President Biden. But what are your thoughts on this, Jay? How do you think it plays over in the EU, in Europe, and in the UK?
We are a bit nervous about the 2024 elections. That's why I keep on calling my brother.
Right. No, I know there are a lot of folks around the world nervous about it as well.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I agree with Aaron and the other boy, 27 years old. I really agree with them. Now, the only thing they need to do is repeat it over and over and mm-hmm. over again.
Right. Give us your perspective, Jay, as someone who lives in London and you know, much closer to the European Union, obviously. We hear, you know, from the MAGA side that world leaders don't respect Biden as much as they did Trump. Mm-hmm. I disagree with that. What's your opinion?
Yeah, the rankings tell a different story. Trump cannot come to London or Berlin or Brussels without a massive protest following him.
Mm-hmm. So there are protests when Trump shows up still in the EU. Biden more respected, you would say, in the European Union and
it
the UK?
Like the call unfortunately dropped.
Oh, all right. Sorry about that. Well, Jay could call back if she's able to. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Devin in Wisconsin, somewhere in Wisconsin. Devin, thanks for listening and calling in. Devin, what say you?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead. You're on the air.
All right. Hey, I got some stuff to say about the president.
Sure.
Biden and the way he was and how you keep saying and how, you know, you guys are so proud of him of creating jobs and black jobs. I'm completely opposed on that side. I've got three best friends that are black and I own two businesses and I can vouch for saying that the job creation is not what is being said or being helped in the black community whatsoever. The only reason why it looks like the jobs are actually coming back or he has created all these jobs is because all the people that had off for 3 years are being forced to go back to work, are forced off unemployment to find work. That is the only reason why it looks like the job creation is so good. I have went through 15 different employees in the last year and a half. When COVID hit, it was, well, I can stay home and make $900 and do nothing versus work for 40 hours, 50 hours a week and make an honest, you know, paycheck. You know, now that they can't, you know, get that anymore and subsidize it and all these free give outs, handouts of money, they're forced to go back to work. So it does look like the economy is moving forward, and in reality, it isn't. I mean, I'm in that field, and I've got black friends that literally there's nothing that he has been helping out. It's one thing to say it, and it's one thing to actually do it.
I appreciate the call. I appreciate the perspective, Devin, for calling in. But, you know, we just heard from Rashawn Spivey, CEO of Hero Plumbing LLC, a black business owner. He is actually a black person that owns a business in Milwaukee. He agrees with what the president said. And, look, I hear this narrative as someone who owned a small business myself before I got back into radio during the pandemic. You know, there was a lot of people making a lot of money during the pandemic with the government, most especially guys like Robin Voss, Speaker of the Assembly, who has a popcorn business, and it shows, the open records show, the guy got hundreds of thousands of dollars that he never paid back. So, I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're a richer business person that got a PPP money or whether you're someone who maybe was getting an unemployment check. But that was a temporary thing. I don't know a lot of folks, and I'm a working class guy. I don't know a lot of folks who are just sitting around eating popcorn on the couch and making, you know, big time money. I worked in retail. I was hiring before I got back into radio. I was in retail hiring people for $15, $16 an hour jobs. So, you know, I see real jobs have been created. I listen to guys like Rashawn Spivey, a black business owner in Milwaukee. So I respect your viewpoint. I just don't agree with it.
Well, right. And that's great. You know, nobody's got to agree on everything in this world. That's what makes us a free country. You know, you don't have to agree.
I agree.
You know, the way I look at it is, you know, I mean, you know, you see it one way, I see it another way. And the way, you know, the prices are for gas prices and food prices and insurance and just the way of living.
Right.
Gas
prices are way down. We're
you know why the gas prices are way down?
Well, it has nothing to do with
we're in an election year. We're close to, you know, all the holidays.
But you know, Devin, Devin, you know as well as I do that the president has very little to do with either when the gas prices go way up or they go way down. There's refineries, there's OPEC, there's a lot of different things that happen.
Yep, so, and that's what all of you guys say. But yet, when he first came into office, he shut down every pipeline in the United States.
Well, that's not true. But he
and
did. He did
happened,
open up.
What happened to all those he did, jobs?
He did. That's
what
not,
happened to all those jobs?
All right. Well, look, Devin, we're gonna have to agree to disagree. I always appreciate the call. Appreciate different perspectives. You're always welcome here. We appreciate your listenership on Civic Media. Give us a call anytime. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. 2789. Let's go to back to Jay quickly in London. Jay, you called back in. Thanks for calling back. Sorry we dropped the call. What say you?
I know. You have to sometimes debate some people who are not some.
Well, give us your quick take again. Give us your quick take and just finish up that thought you had. So you're saying that when Biden goes to Europe and the EU and London, that he is more welcome. There's still the world leaders over there are respecting Biden more than Trump internationally. Is that true?
Yeah, even the citizenry, we respect Biden, despite some disagreement also. But Biden is a good president, to be honest, because he respects international laws and respect everything that we desire to be.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate
Trump, when he comes here, everybody is protesting. So can I just say?
Sure, go
Merry
ahead.
Christmas
go ahead quickly.
And a Happy New Year.
Hey, thanks.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you and my nephew. You know what? I'm very grateful to know the two of you, including Brother Rigby. I want to say, Todd, I have gained a brother in the bargain and a nephew in the bargain. I don't know whether the way I feel about you, that's the way you feel about me, my brother.
We appreciate you.
I do really, really love you and care for you too, okay?
Well, we love you too, Jay. Thanks for listenership and thanks for your friendship. And you have a wonderful holiday. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year over there in London. Thanks, Jay. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Diane, listening down in Racine, Kenosha. Diane, thanks for calling in. What's up?
Oh, hi. Diane Anderson from Racine. I'm so glad that the president came to Milwaukee to tout his accomplishments, especially for the Black community business owners, like the plumber, that this is going to directly affect not only the businesses, but helping the children decrease those health risks from the lead pipes.
Mm-hmm.
I also happen to be a 2024 candidate for the first congressional district that is going to beat Brian Stile. Now, the president did brought up Johnson,
mm-hmm.
and Johnson isn't up for reelection for a couple of years, but Stile is up this coming year, and he did not agree with things that the president went on, touted, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always because of, oh, I didn't agree with the finances of it.
Right.
So I just wanted to mention that. And then the other thing is that young man that called up and mentioned the things about the grocery prices, the rents, the mm-hmm. homes, student loans. And, you know, this is what I'm hearing when I talk to people down here is even though we had such wonderful economic numbers come out recently, the everyday kitchen table issues like that,
mm-hmm.
That's what people look at. You know, they're not looking at the stock market.
Right.
So I just wanted to bring that up. I thought he did a wonderful job. Wish he would have mentioned Stiles instead of Johnson, but, you know, everybody is looking at Johnson because he says the most egregious things.
Sure. Diane, before I let you go, where can people in the 1st Congressional District go to get more information on your campaign?
They can go to my website. It's Anderson, AnderSonWi, the number one, ST.com. AndersonWi. 1st.com.
All right.
So take a look at the site.
Sounds great. Thanks, Diane, for calling in. Thanks for calling. Welcome anytime. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Stoughton. CJ in Stoughton, what say you?
Thanks for taking my call, Todd. People speak of Senator Johnson. Well, he was proven right. He said he voted against the rescue plan because it said, and like Larry Summers, it was going to create the inflation that we're fighting now.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way the inflation came down is because too many dollars chasing too few goods, and they had to raise interest rates. What a proud moment. The highest in 40 years since the last bad Democrat president, our worst president, Jimmy Carter. You know, and he's
I believe interest rates are way down, CJ.
Todd.
What? Go ahead. Inflation rates are coming down.
Are way down.
I misspoke. Well, I misspoke. I meant inflation rates, not interest. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because interest rates are way up. Wonderful combination. You know, he's there for one reason. He's losing his Black base because the Democrat Party's been promising the Black community things for 40 years, and they're finally getting wise that the promises is a reason. They don't want to fix this stuff. It's power to them. Just like Black Lives Matter took millions of dollars and ran from it.
Okay, but CJ, let's time out a second, CJ. I'm not Black. I don't think you're Black. But you know who is Black is Earl Ingram. Earl is part of the Black community. He's saying that Joe Biden has done more for the community than even Barack Obama. And Rashawn Spivey, the CEO of Hero Plumbing, is a Black business owner. He's actually someone who this directly affects, and he says it's helped him. So I'll go with Earl and Rashawn. Back after this, 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. We see you on the lines. As Matt Flynn says, all your calls, we'll get through them next. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Arbuckle Show on Civic Media.
.5 The Tap.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tallyball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from the network news and weather report. And then our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn, will be in with his fine program, Matt Flynn Direct, coming up next. Do not go anywhere. Stick around for Matt. He's going to have all the details on this Colorado decision affecting Trump's eligibility to the ballot out there in Colorado. Great perspective. He is an attorney. He knows how to break this down. He'll do it, and that so much more coming up at the top of the hour. The phone lines are lit up like a Christmas tree. We love it. Do not hang up. We're going to get through all these calls before the top of the hour. Please keep it short if you can. We're going to take you in order that you called in. Let's go first to Doug in Cudahy. Doug, thanks for holding. What say you?
Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say thank you to Mike Cruz and all the work that you guys are doing at Civic Media. On the speech today, I just want to comment on the greatness of the idea that if the black community does well, we do well. The white community does well. Everybody in this community does well. Mm-hmm. I watched Alice Chalmers pull out in West Dallas as a West Dallas resident most of my life until I moved to Cudahy. But I know Earl saw the same thing going down in his neighborhood, and what happened there was incredibly terrible to our communities. So I'm just so happy that we're investing some money, and Biden has been the best president that he could be at this moment. Mm-hmm. And he's the right man for the job, and I'm definitely voting for him again without question.
Great.
So I move on to the next call. I know you guys got lots, but love you guys, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you and everybody else, okay?
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Doug. Thanks for listening out there in Cudahy. We really appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Carmen in beautiful Muskego. Carmen, go ahead.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I've been listening to you, and I heard the president speak, and I just have to tell you how proud and excited that I am that President Biden came to Milwaukee to talk to our communities. I grew up in the Central City, and I went to work at Allen Bradley Rockwell Corporation, who moved all the manufacturing jobs out of there. But for 35 years, I worked there, black and white, together as a family. Mm-hmm. And I am so appreciative of President Biden for doing all the work that he is doing. He's done more for our white and black communities, more than our last president did. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate your support and your good vibes that I'm getting from the people that are calling back. And Please continue to support him. Vote blue. Our democracy is, the soul of our democracy is in danger if this moron wins.
All right. Thank you, Carmen. Carmen and Muskego, thank you so much. Yeah, President Biden says we all do well when working people do well. I couldn't agree with him more. 844-967-2789. Lynn in Oconomowoc. Lynn, if you keep it short, but please go ahead.
Just have a question. Wasn't Trump the first one to send out checks during COVID, and didn't he put his big signature on those?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yes, that was the one of those things.
Would those be non-inflationary because they were issued by a Republican? Well, that's all. That's Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Lynn, we appreciate your listenership out there in beautiful Oconomowoc. Thank you so much. 844-967-2789. Making our way around the state right here in Dane County, Oregon, Wisconsin. Rob, what say you? Rob, you're on the air. Go ahead. If you turn the radio down, you're on the air, Rob.
Hello?
Yep, Rob, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
I just heard you say make it short. I don't know that I can.
Okay.
I just finished 17 years of doing data gathering for the Commerce Department. I was a federal field agent. So I want to take you back to one of your first callers who was going on about the unemployment and how people were laying back on the government and how they didn't want to go to work, and now they're being forced to, and that's making numbers wrong. I'm the guy that did the interviews, 17 years. That's when we did the unemployment numbers, and when you do that, you're meeting the family for 4 months in a row.
Yep.
I lost track at about 8,000 interviews, and never, ever did I find somebody laying back on the government.
Yeah.
It just doesn't pay them enough. And so whoever that guy was has got it totally wrong.
Yeah. There was a time in my life I spent about 3 months on unemployment, and it ain't no party, as we say back home. And, you know, I certainly didn't get rich off of it. And unless you've gone through it, you don't understand it. But Rob, really appreciate your perspective. Thank you so much for calling in. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We end with Tom in Madison. Tom, about 2 minutes left. You got the last word today. Thanks for holding. What say you?
Hey, thanks very much. Yeah. People like CJ and those that are in those silos, really have no arguments left anymore. Yeah, inflation's high, but we're the lowest of all industrialized nations coming out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to, when it comes to things like gas prices, what president would ever make gas prices higher when they were in office,
right,
if they had complete control?
That's a great point, right? Who's going to do that? You know, cut off your nose to spite your face? I don't know. I don't get it, right?
Happy holidays. Take care.
Hey, happy holidays, Tom. Thank you so much. That was fantastic. All around the state, what great calls today. Love the engagement. Love the listenership. That is why we do this for all of you around the state. I want to thank all my colleagues, News Director Terry Bell, Earl Ingram of The Earl Ingram Show, Catherine Link, Brian Kelly, Brian Kohlhard, Chris Casper, Sage Weil, and most especially our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. Zommers, great job on the board today at making all that stuff happen and bringing all that stuff to our listeners.
Well, all the other people you mentioned, couldn't have done it without them.
Yeah.
And everybody working together to make sure that we're all in sync.
It's a fun day when all these things kind of align, and we can bring you the news. And what I love about a place like this is we can let you hear the president of the United States in his own words, no interruptions, no sound bites, no snippets. You get to hear it. You get to hear the facts, the truth. And I believe that when Wisconsinites know the truth, I have faith that all of you, that we're going to make the right decisions in 2024. Stay tuned next. My friend and colleague, the great Matt Flynn, takes over these airwaves next. Matt Flynn Direct, a great show ahead. He will also be our guest tomorrow at 1:30, talking about his brand new book. Until then, for Mr. Zommers, for all of us here, thanks for listening. Whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say it, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power. Our veterans.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour.